Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. My name is Randel Serrano. Open-minded ka ba? Tara, kape tayo. Enjoy listening as we talk about stories of calling and discernment to priesthood, religious life, single blessedness, and married life. Bukasyon is also being open to God's possibilities in your life. This is powered by the Abundance Network. Love Island. Love is blind. Too hot to handle. It's all about Netflix reality sexy shows. And I'll be sharing with you chastity. Very ironic to share this with you. But today I'd like to share with you my reflection on this reality show based on the theology of the body of Carol Wojtyła of St. John Paul II. But before that, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave me your ratings and also any comments or suggestions or questions if you have. So let's begin. So what I'll be sharing with you is my reflection in my theology class, in the theology of the body. So let me begin with something from Pope John Paul II. And he said something about marriage. Sabi ni Pope John Paul II, a successful marriage requires falling in love many times. Always with the same person. And I'd like to repeat that. Reminder that always with the same person. Sabi niya, yun yung success ng marriage, that you fall in love many times, always with the same person. And my wife and I have been married for 20 years now. And I can attest that after all those years, I'm still in love with her. And I believe that she in me as well. So, yun ang paniwala ko. But my dear friends, falling in love is not just a one-time event. It requires small daily acts of love to do and memories to create. So, alam mo, normal yun sa mga babae they would always... I can only speak for my wife. No? But my wife will always tell me to pursue her again and again. To still bring her to dates. No? Lagi niya sinasabi sa akin, ligawan mo naman ako, ligawan mo pa rin ako. Because before, I used to write love letters for her. I can still recall, lagi akong gumagawa ng love letters for her. So, besides flowers and whatever surprise that I can have, so I would always write her love letters. So, ganun yung wife ko. So, she would tell me to bring her to dates, no? Bring her flowers, no? And gusto niya lagi siyang, minsan parang ganun, minsan mga wives, no? Mga pabebe. gusto pa rin nila yung ano, yung they would love to hear endearing words. And they want to make them special every day. Parang kagaya ng dati na nung nagliligawan pa lang, no? And ako, looking back, I can honestly say that I have fulfilled her wishes, no? Somehow. And there were times as well that I fall short of those expectations. And in our 20 years together, I realized how imperfect we both were. So yun ang realization ko. Every anniversary namin, so I would always realize that how imperfect we were both. But alam mo naman sa isang marriage, ano? But pag matagal na kayo, pag alam mo na yung imperfections, so ano, kabisado niyo na yung bawat isa. Wala nang itatago, wala nang maitatago. But it is the loving acceptance of those imperfections for us that makes our marriage amazingly perfect, no? That lagi naming sinasabi yan, that we're not perfect, but it makes our marriage perfect, so perfect. So every week we go on a date, at kahit saan kami magpunta, siguro in our 20 years together, siguro dinefine na namin yung aming dates, not just not a formal date, but we can go anywhere, like Lugawan, di ba? Pupunta kami sa mga Lugawan and or fast food chain or a good place to dine in. Kami lagi kami nagpupunta sa Tabora, you know Tabora, that's where rich people go. Tabora in Divisoria. And we love to eat Chinese fresh lumpia. Yeah, favorite namin yan. So we go on a date, we go on dates. So yun yung mga aming mga simpleng dates kahit sa Pares or Lugawan. So ganun ang ginagawa namin. And we enjoy everything that we do together. And isa sa mga pinakagusto ng wife ko si Weng is she loves watching Korean dramas, K-dramas on Netflix. Nako, yan ang mga usong-uso dito, no. So Korean dramas are, alam naman natin na yung mga Korean dramas, nako, they are champions of romantic experiences. Nako, di ba nakakakilig? And they are exhilarated by an exciting cast, di ba? Mga cast ng mga K-dramas. And who are very organic, and it is as if they depict real life stories to tell. Kaya hindi ka na magtataka yung mga K-dramas dito are a big hit here in the Philippines, especially amongst women, no, single or married, no, it doesn't matter, no. Pero ako, hindi ako fan ng K-drama. Parang yung the last K-drama that I watched was like long before. Long before. Yun lang siguro yung pinakanagustuhan kong Winter Sonata. Parang hindi ganun yata yung title. Hindi ko na matandaan. So, I'm more into action, comedy, sports, no, inspirational movies, or informative videos on YouTube, no, especially on Catholic and faith contents. Yan, love na love ko yan, mga ganyan. So, but after some persuasion, no, hindi ko alam kung persuasion ba or threat, no, so parang para lang manood ako, so wala akong magawa, so I got converted to binge watch with her and make it as a part of our sweet moment. So dumating din yung time na that I gave in, so and I must admit, no, nung tumagal napapanood mo na, you get to love it, no. Why? It was gripping, no. Yun, alam mo, if there's one thing that is wonderful about K-dramas, talagang hindi ka makakaalis, eh, no? Parang lagi mong iintayin, lagi mong susundan yung susunod na mangyayari. And hindi ka na makaalis until such time that you realize that it's already 2 a.m. And you cannot help but go after seasons and episodes hanggang sa matapos mo na, no? And I can't help but swoon, no, at those tear-jerker scenes. Nako, gustong-gusto ko yan, no? And episodes, no, aggravated by the beautiful and melancholic scorings that add up to the emotions that it brings. Alam mo ako, gustong-gusto ko sa K-dramas, yung mga tugtog, grabe, yung mga scorings, amazing yung scorings sila, no? Umpisa pa lang, nakakaiyak na, no? And parang the last time ko naramdaman tong ganito was when I watched Somewhere in Time. Grabe. it shows the age. No, Somewhere in Time. Starred by Christopher Reeve, the Superman. No? And Jane Seymour. So, yun yung mga cast ng Somewhere in Time. Grabe, gustong-gusto ko yun. Very, very beautiful story. Nakakaiyak. No? And I love also yung Love Affair, no, by Warren Beatty and Annette Bening and Katharine Hepburn. Mas matagal to, no? But yeah, who can ever forget the soundtrack of Love Affair? Then, amazing, grabe. Nakakaiyak yan, so you watch it. And grabe, while watching it with my wife, yung K-dramas, no? And just like that, no, the hopeless romantic in me found a resurrection with a bonus of spending romantic time with my wife. And of course, time well spent together. So one day, no, it had a change, no, it had a different turn, no. For a change, no, naghanap naman kami ng ibang mapapanood. And we came across a show, a reality show. It's called Too Hot to Handle. Nako, di ba? Parang sobrang title pa lang. Mainit na. And that's what we thought. It might be interesting to binge in, no? Itong reality show na ito. And itong reality show na ito it's about dating competition, no? That ang challenge is for contestants who will be there in a room, no? In a situation that they have, no? The challenge is for them to refrain from sexual activity, no? In exchange for a cash prize of $100,000. Grabe, $100,000. So ilan yun? Mga 5 million? Something, 5 million pesos, something like that. So, and may magandang description dito yung, I saw this in a website from The Guardian, sabi dito. Ang description niya dito is, it is Love Island, trimmed to its leanest and meanest, and it is Love is Blind, another reality show, with its pseudo-educational streak. And these young people forge in the gym, embellished with ditziness and shiny hair, get to enjoy a desert island retreat with the twist that they must forgo all sexual activity, like no kissing, no touching, no masturbation. Or if they break the rules, as of course they do, the prize fund is reduced from its starting point of $100,000. So there is a sliding scale of punishment. The bigger the crime, the bigger the fine. The hope is that at the end of it, these previously sex-loving, relationship-rejecting men and women will experience some woolly concept of personal growth. And but before I continue, allow me to share ano yung mga nagustuhan ko. Syempre nung una parang ano ba naman yung palabas, so parang nakaka-shock na yung mga contestants were clad in their summer outfits and all they want is to have sex with to whom they find, or basta may, there are very lewd yung mga salita, but that's what they want, no? That's what they want. Pero let me share to you what I liked after watching this reality show.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you, or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
So number one, I must admit, no, that I was surprised how they were set to meet in a desert island retreat. No, parang for all my life long, I've been in the seminary and now I am a preacher. I never knew that on the other side of the continent, no, retreat has a different meaning. So meron palang ganun ng retreat, no, and could have been taken secularly, no, and mundane. No, apart, no, from what I have learned and apart from what I have known. So yan ang realization ko. Number two is this. I find it very realistic as a setting, as they were composed of gorgeous singles to meet, no, mingle and be sexually attracted, but they have to give up sex. You know, yun ang challenge, no. And of course, when it was told to them, talaga they were really disappointed, no. And nakakatuwa dito that it is remarkable that they are closely monitored by Lana, no? Si Lana, no? Sino si Lana? Si Lana is an Alexa-alike cone-like gadget inside the villa, no? Meron parang isang speaker na cone type, no? At siya 'yung nagsasalita, no? Nakikipag-usap sa mga contestants, and she gives instructions, no? And yung island is equipped with CCTVs, no, na nagmo-monitor sa kanila which Lana uses, no, as a data, no, to inform them kung meron silang violation or committed and or rightful deductions on their pot money. So ganun ang role ni Lana. So time and again, Lana would come out or they'll be hearing Lana and talk to them and telling them that they kung ano yung mga infractions sila. So and ang isa sa mga nagustuhan ko, the goal is for them to find and create authentic connections. Galing, no? Find and create authentic connections or relationships, if I may call it, no? And that strengthens the reason why they are not allowed to have sex, no? Parang yun yung rule, no? To not focus on their raging libidos, no? And narcissistic tendencies, no? Kasi ang daming dumating doon, no? Mga gandang-ganda, no? Mga GGSS. Gandang-ganda sa sarili, no? Sexing-sexy sa sarili, no? Parang FC, no? Ano yung FC? Feeling close. Feeling close, no? Any form of, another one that I liked is that any form of self-pleasure or fondling is not allowed. Therefore, masturbation is also a big no and will result to deductions from their prize money. No? One of the things that I liked here is that each time that things go wild and the contestants do not get the real goal, which is chastity, they are being sent to gurus as a group to undergo workshops on self-awareness, no? Get to understand that they should not be ruled out by their sexual urges. So, ganun yung gustong-gusto ko yung mga, paano ba ito, mga techniques that are being taught to them, that they be more grounded on themselves and not on their, just on their libidos and not just on their sexualities, no? But to understand more of themselves. Why are they acting the way that they are acting right now? And why? And they are being taught on how to give up, no? To give up sex. No? Amazing. Kaya nakaka-amaze, no? And number 7 for me is this: team effort is required, no? Na in every violation, no, made by one, everybody suffers in the consequence of losing the pot money. So, pag merong nag-violate, no, yung kanilang pot money will be deducted. No? Whether one kissed or made something illicit. So, and lastly, no, gustong tuwan-tuwa ako that they are trying to promote chastity. No, they are not telling it, hindi lang pareho ng salita, no, that they are promoting chastity. It is strictly promoted. That is why the couple who creates authentic connection and do not go on philandering gets the prize in the end. So ganun yung kanilang rule in that show, reality show. Kaya amazed ako. So parang kaya ako na-amaze kasi while we were watching that and we were studying theology of the body. So parang na-amaze lang ako that we were able to relate, I was able to relate what I've been learning, what I've been grasping from the theology of the body of Carol Wojtyła or of St. John Paul II. So, dun ako na-amaze na talagang each time that I see situations or each time that I see things that is happening around, it gets me to realize that how can I relate, no, yung natututunan ko sa theology of the body on this thing that is being seen or being watched by so many people. And how can we, well, it's not an obligation, no? hindi naman obligation, but for me as a preacher and a leader and as a feast builder, on how can I relate it to the shared experiences of young people, of single people or married people who are doing these same things that they think or that they thought that it is but just okay, it is but just normal. So pumasok dun yung pagiging aking theology student. That's why I came up with and very timely that we were asked to make a reflection, and this is what I made, no, ito yung ginawa ko tong as an object of my reflections. That's why na-amaze lang ako. So sobrang ang dami kong I remembered I was taking down notes. I was taking down notes of whatever things that they've been doing, or taking down notes of what I have learned or what I've noticed that I can relate it to theology of the body. And it's amazing. Thank you, mga ka-open-minded, for joining me today. Please follow me on Spotify, and I pray that you will be open to God's call for your life today.